Now, if you would flip over to James 2 quickly, and I don't want to spend the whole sermon on this, but James 2 is a passage that's often misunderstood and misconstrued to try to teach a works-based salvation. Even though there are so many scriptures in the New Testament that tell us that salvation is by faith alone, that it's not of works, lest any man should boast. And on, the Bible tells us that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. But James 2 is one that will be misconstrued to teach a works-based salvation. And I just want to focus on a part of it here that pertains to the sermon this morning. But if we begin reading in James 2, verse number 15, the Bible says, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Now, I've done many sermons where I go verse by verse through this whole chapter, and I don't have time to do that this morning. But the thing I want to point out here is that the person who has faith but does not have works is likened unto the person who says to someone who's starving or naked, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled. And what the Bible is saying is that saying that to someone doesn't do that person any good, does it? Just saying that to... No, if we give them the things that are needful to the body, that's going to do them some good. If we give them some food, if we give them a coat to wear. And what the Bible is teaching here is that if we have faith, but we don't have works, we are not profitable unto others.
Right.
See, when it says, what does it profit? It's saying, what does it profit them? It's not saying, what does it profit us? Look, having faith profits you. You're going to heaven. You have eternal life. Okay, but what good does it do to anybody else when you don't have the works to go with it? So the purpose of the works is to be profitable unto men, to serve the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can get other people saved, so that we can be a blessing to other people, minister to other people, and be profitable unto them. Go.